We're in Simen Shin Tes Vav. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel, and that's what we'll be doing. Beged sheshotchin al pi hachoves lechasos. A cloth that's made to cover a barrel. Lo yishtechenu al pnei kulo. Make sure not to cover the entire barrel. Mishum oel. Because of an oel. Eliyaniach tzas menu magula. You should leave some of it empty. Vahani mili kisha kuva chase pirish kli chaseira tefach. That's only if the barrel isn't filled to the top. There's a tefach of airspace within it. So the rule that we have here is that if you simply cover something up that is not an ohel, an ohel is not a kisui, an ohel is protection over avir, over airspace. So if you don't have a tefach of airspace, that is not an ohel. But if the barrel is not full, so you have a tefach of airspace, covering it up will be considered an ohel. Now, the Rishonim already raised the kasha that we know that there's no asiyas ol in kalim. One of the proofs they bring is with regard to chazora, the way they used to put a pot into their ovens, is that the oven would cover the pot would cover the opening over the oven on Shabbos, and that should be an ol, because the oven itself was this big pot that had some kind of that had fuel burning inside it, and you'd cover the top of it with a keli. Why is that not ol? So the Rishonim already medayik from there that there is no iser. Why in covering a barrel is it different? So they answer that we're talking about an especially wide barrel, which means that the same thing would go for covering a pot. If you have an extremely large pot, an institutional pot, a large pot, and it's got a tefach of airspace on top of it, you could not cover the entire thing. You couldn't take the lid and cover the entire thing because you are now creating an ohel. Now, the Rishonim explained that the reason why in Kalim there's no din of Oel is not because they're Kalim. The reason they explain is because you haven't made the Mechitzas on Shabbos. The Mechitzas were always sitting there. Therefore, they say a halacha that if you take a barrel and move it to a different place for the sake of covering it, the fact that you moved it there is considered creating the Mechitzas. And it would therefore be aser. So that if you have a barrel that's not especially big, or you have anything that's not especially big, and you want to cover it on Shabbos, the halacha is you can cover it in its place, but you couldn't move it to somewhere else. But if it's especially large, then the halacha is if it's especially large, it's aser. The post can already point out the fact that we don't know the exact shear of how wide it has to be in order to be usser. Now, the Mishnah Berurah talks about a minig they used to have. When they wanted makeshift tables at a simcha, they would take a barrel and put a piece of wood over it, and that would be their table. So the Mishnah Berurah is choshish that since they bring the barrel, covering it is considered making an oel. He therefore says you should take the barrel, turn it upside down, and then put the covering over it, so you're covering a part that was sealed, and you don't have an oel that is protecting an area of a tefach. Now, another one that he brings is with regard to a drawer. If you have a drawer that is a tefach that is a tefach high, and the drawer came out of the desk or wherever it is that it is, putting it back would be considered an asiyas ohel. While it's there, opening and closing it is mutter, whereas if it came out completely, putting it back would be considered an asiyas ohel. Now, this is the way we paskin, but the Ravid and the Rash behold that kisui kalim would never have a din of making an ohel. The shaila in that gemara was a shaila of exeris nira kemeshamer. It looks like you're about to go sifting. Now, the Mishnah Berurah comes out, nochon lahachmer kashulchan aruch, which sounds like in a Shas HaTchak or Malkum Hefsid, we can always rely on the sheet of the Ravid and the Rajba that there's no Isser of Asiyas Ol on a large Keli. See, that being the case, then even though L'chatchila one should be Machmer, but we would not have to be Machmer Bidi Evid if someone did it not to get benefit from his having covered the pot.